Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm so happy that you're joining us this week. So the show, you know, is all about the element of change, which we all go through some of change in our life. So I hope that between my guests and myself and the tips, strategies, ideas that we share, that we help you navigate whatever road of change that you're on. So of course, to help you with that, I have a free gift for you. If you go to my website, I have my free communication style assessment. It gives you a little report. You take a little quiz. It gives you a report as to your superpowers, which is kind of good to know, but it also gives you a report as to your lowest score, which really could potentially be a blind spot. The blind spots is where we typically shoot ourselves in the foot. So you get the two reports. Go to whitmanassoc.com/CSA for the communication style assessment. And I truly do hope it helps you as you communicate with other humans, that it helps you navigate the change that you're going through just a smidge easier. If you're loving the show, please share it with your peeps. And I would love for you to subscribe, rate, and review. That's it. They're my big asks for the morning. All right. My motivational quote today is by Thomas Edison. And he says, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will instruct his patients in care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." So what does aging or the aging process mean to you? And really, do you think it's all about having that youthful look, you know, no wrinkles? Or is it more about eating healthy so you feel strong, agile, and have really nice high energy? For some, it's all of the above. And for some of you, it might be one or two. Well, of course, I have an expert today. My expert is Dr. Jillian Lockich. Now, Jillian retired and has had three careers since. She's my go-getter friend. She feels the truth is that when we stop learning and growing, we actually start to decline. Now, Jillian is an author, international speaker, researcher, and entrepreneur. And Dr. Jillian enjoyed a 25-year career as a medical professor and a dual certified specialist in pediatrics and medical biochemistry. Now, after experiencing a series of her own catastrophic life events, culminating in life-saving emergency spinal surgery, she began exploring the integration of epigenetic science with a myriad of ancient and non-traditional wellness systems to develop her own roadmap that she uses with clients for healthy aging, extending health lifespan, rather than just lifespan. She also became an entrepreneur, building a business in, of course, health and aging or anti-aging. And her book, Growing Older, Living Younger, The Science of Aging Gracefully and the Art of Retiring Comfortably, is the basis for the Growing Older, Living Younger project, aiming to help others find their personal roadmap to aging youthfully. So please help me welcome my very good friend and colleague, Jillian, to the show. So Jillian, thank you for being on.
Thank you, Connie. It's an honor again to be talking to you here.
Yes, this is our second show, everybody. So you really, the first show, I think we were a little more scientific, Jillian, than what we're going to talk about today. So I really do recommend everyone go back and listen to that first show, because we really dig into the epigenetics and what that means and how we really can control, just to say, you know, it's how my parents had diabetes, I'm going to have diabetes. Not really the case. So go back and listen to that show. All right. So today's conversation, Jillian, you and I, we speak a lot, right? In the Growing Older, Living Younger, your book, which everybody should read, by the way, you have seven pillars. And for you, the one pillar, I believe, was finding change or growing, right? Learning and growing was a key pillar for you. And as you approached your 70th birthday, you made some decisions using that logic of constantly learning. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. And basically that pillar, I titled Choose a Challenge. So choose something that is going to keep you challenged. So what happened to me was that I actually became an entrepreneur on my 70th birthday. And it's an interesting story of serendipity as to how that came about. So when I retired from medicine, I pivoted into a second career. And as you know, that was developing my website, A Review from the House, which was a lifestyle website, started because I was doing theater reviews, changed into, well, added food and wine, and then started writing travel blogs on ballroom dance cruising around the world. And as a result of that, as my website got more and more subscriptions, I started appearing on people's media lists and getting invitations to all sorts of events. So about 6 weeks before I turned 70, one such invitation took me to the wellness show at our trade and convention center downtown. And I was going there looking for things that I could write about for my readers that I thought would offer valid and useful ways in which they could change their lifestyle and age well. And quite honestly, as a scientist, my skeptical antenna were everywhere. They were twitching like crazy. And after, you know, half a day there, getting more and more upset and irritated at a lot of the misinformation that was out there, I was sort of heading on my way out of the show. And I came across this particular booth, and there was a lovely lady there. And she said to me, "Are you interested in hearing about learning what your antioxidant levels were?" And so I said, "Well, how do you do that?" And she said, "Well, we have this 30-second test that you do in the palm of your hand." And I'm a lab physician, or I was a lab physician, and I wasn't going to have any, you know, what I thought would probably be some more misinformation. So I was just about to walk on when I looked up and I saw that the banner above her booth said a science-based approach to anti-aging. And it seemed to me that it was a skincare company. And I thought, oh, more nonsense. But I said to her, "Okay, so what exactly is your science-based approach to anti-aging?" And she asked a question that I didn't realize at the time, but would be absolutely pivotal in making a major life change for me. And what she said was, "What do you know about epigenetics?" And I thought to myself, epigenetics. I know that, you know, that's the science behind how your genes change, whether they make more protein or less protein. And I thought, what is the skincare company talking about epigenetics for? And she pulled out a diagram and showed me a heat map, which was an experimental representation of how certain genes were up and down regulated. So that caught my attention. So you can't talk at a trade show. And I said to her, "Don't have time now. I'm heading home. But come around to my place in a week or so, and I'd love to hear more about your epigenetic science-based approach to anti-aging." So 2 weeks later, she and a friend, a colleague, came over. And the first thing they did was they pulled out that device that they used to measure antioxidants. So skeptical as I was, I said, "Okay." And I had a carotenoid antioxidant scan and got a score. And I was absolutely fascinated by this handheld device that could, in 30 seconds, tell you a little bit about how well you were protected against oxidative injury.
Sure.
So then I said to them, "Okay, this is a month before my 70th birthday. And you tell me that you are an anti-aging company. I'm turning 70. My kids are having a party for me. What can you do to make me look 20 at my party?" And they they laughed. And they said, "Well, we certainly can't say anything that will guarantee that you look 20. But we have a device, a home spa device, that if you use it 5 minutes a day, not more than twice a week, so you've got 4 weeks, 8 treatments, guarantee that people will ask questions at your party. And the device that they showed me was what they refer to as a wrinkle iron. And I'm holding it up here. Yes. I realize.
Good. Yes, we could see that. Perfect.
I won't be able to see it. But anyway, so I'm very obedient when I think something's going to work, and skeptical that I was, I bought the wrinkle iron, used it 5 minutes, twice a week. So 8 treatments in all. And comes the night of my 70th birthday, and my kids had come up from California. Other friends and relatives had come in to celebrate with us. And sure enough, people said to me, "Jill, what are you doing? You look years younger." And I thought, how many years younger? Not probably. But I said to them, well, you know, just been using this wrinkle iron, and it's been wonderful. I'm starting to decrease the wrinkles, etc. And, you know, my skin feels great. And they said to me, oh, how do you get that? And that was the second sort of pivotal light bulb moment. And I thought to myself, I've just bought this wrinkle iron from this lady. I'm a customer. Why can't I become somebody who can in turn share this with my friends?
Absolutely.
And that was when I thought, I've never been an entrepreneur. Time to try. So what happened basically was the next morning, my family came around for brunch, and my son had a finance background. And I said to him, would you go and have a look? Tell me what you think about this company, because I'm thinking I'm going to become an entrepreneur as a challenge for my next 20 years. And when he came back, he basically said, I think you should do it, Mom. There's a whole lot of things, you know, that I think make it a great opportunity. And you'll start building another network. You'll have fun. Go ahead and do it. And I'm going to sign up my wife and my daughter, etc. So basically, that was the start of me becoming an entrepreneur at 70. And it was the best decision that I ever made.
You know, Julian, I am always impressed by you since the day I met you. And as we get to know each other, you know, more and more, we're playing in the same circles and we see each other a lot. Julian and I see each other literally weekly, multiple times a week sometimes. And as I learn about you, as I hear your story, you know, as I hear your backgrounds, it makes me pause, because inevitably, you know, in our conversations in groups, you know, group coaching and what have you, Jillian will say something and I'll be like, oh, that's right. She's a doctor. Oh, that's right. Let me listen to what she's saying, because I know this is going to be correct. The other thing in your story that I was cracking up when the lady said, oh, would you like to do, you know, the little test in the palm? Little did she know that she had not only a doctor, but that research, right? That scientist part of the doctor as well. So that was really interesting. And I'm curious, when they found out, when the ladies came to your house, you know, the 2 weeks later after the convention event, at that point, they didn't know you were a doctor until you went to their home, correct?
Until they came to my home.
To your house, right? Were they even more excited because you would understand the science?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, they must have thought, holy crap, now we could have a really good conversation, because other people, you say epigenetics and they go, epi what? Like an EpiPen, right? They have no idea what epigenetics is. So the other thing I just want to comment on, and I hope everyone listening, Jillian was 70. Talk about taking on many challenges, right? First of all, saying, you know what, I do want to look younger and I do want to have that energy, and buying the wrinkle iron, right? Testing something, even with her science background, thinking, I think there's something here, right? That voice inside her head. The other thing is, after examining it, who would think at the age of 70 that your next thought is going to be, I think I want to be an entrepreneur. So I want to take a step back with you, Jillian, because for me, that's really a powerful statement. And the other thing I commend you on was that your son, who has a finance background, he and I have similar backgrounds. He was in New York. He was an investment banker. So he knows his stuff. He knows how to look at analytics for a company. And then for him to confirm that, wow, there's something here. This is the real deal. It's not just a, you know, network marketing company. I commend you also for getting, peeling back the onion a little bit further and not just saying, well, it worked. This is great. Right. Again, that scientific background is prove it to me. Let me make sure before I jump in. So for me, and you know, I use the products as well. It's so funny because I would never do the research that you did. Just don't care. Well, you know me, right? We'll never do that. But I trust you so much and your story, your journey of being part of this company, that spoke enough for me. So I had no qualms. I didn't look at ingredients because I trusted you because you know more than me from the medical background, right? So I have another question. I understand these epigenetic products, right? They're important for people as we age and everybody I do, I take the vitamins, which we're going to talk about. I use the facial stuff that Jillian showed you as well. That's why I look so good, guys, right? Yes, Connie, you do. What about the younger folks? Because I have a lot of, you know, moms and even dads that listen to the show, Jillian. So what about younger folks, maybe that are 18 to 25 years old, who probably aren't thinking, oh, this whole aging thing. I know myself, I wish I had started some better skincare habits when I was younger. I think my complexion, et cetera, would even be more refined. What do you say to the younger generation?
Well, obviously, initially, my interest was all in anti-aging, so products that would help the older person. But as I started investigating and learning more about the company, I realized that they have a wide range of products. And one particular one that is really, really enjoyed by younger people is our Lumi Spa, which is a facial cleanser. I know you have one. It's
love it.
2 minutes. You can use it in the shower. And it basically really deep cleanses your face and smooths your skin and leaves it radiant and glowing. And one of the things that it really does a lot for, and I need to emphasize that none of our products are treatments in the sense of medical treatments, but it does help people who tend to have breakouts, for example, because it comes with five different cleansers, one of which works on areas that would tend to sort of, I don't want to use the word acne, but would have breakouts. And so many young people and also older people who tend to have the breakouts over their sort of menstrual times found that it really helps a lot to minimize it and sort of dampen down these sort of inflammatory aspects.
Yeah. So and you remember in your 20s having those breakouts and you're thinking, you know, I thought this ended when I was 17 or 18. The other thing I want everybody to really hear, I have zero time to, I do not primp. That's just not who I am. I shower, I'm in, I'm out. I shake my hair and I'm out of the bathroom. Right. And so when Jillian and I met and she shared and I'm like, how long is this going to take me in the morning? Because I don't have time for this nonsense. And she said that she talked about the Lumi Spa. I go, can I do it in the shower? If I can't do it in the shower, I'm not adding any steps to my routine in the morning. And she says, no, you can do it in the shower, you know, instead of washing your face. And I have to tell you, she was right. Literally, it's 2 minutes that I would have been washing my face. It's just 2 minutes that I use the Lumi Spa. So that's just another thing. Cause I know, Jillian, you know, too, you're super busy. Your grandma as well. You help Amanda with Eli. So we're busy people, plus a business owner. You just wrote the book, right? I mean, you have a lot going on as well. So all of the things we're talking about truly, truly are efficient as well. It's not like, oh, I have to add this whole big thing to my daily routine. I want to talk about something else with you. We've talked a lot about the anti-aging and we're talking really from the outside in with the Lumi Spa and facial products and all of those things, right? One of the chapters in your book you call Beauty is Skin Deep, meaning that we see on the outside, right? but really it's starting with the inner health. Talk to everybody about how that has changed for you as well. And again, I'm using some of those products. So can you talk about that inner health? Because I think that's real important as well.
Sure. And, you know, basically my whole philosophy of wellness is that it starts inside with what you eat, how you behave, et cetera.
Agreed.
And everybody knows that, you know, we need proteins and we need fats to have healthy metabolism. But what most people don't think about is that for our bodies and our metabolism to function well, we need vitamins, we need minerals like zinc and selenium and copper. And basically, my approach is that you start off with a basic overall supplement that will provide you with all those little tiny building blocks that you need for normal metabolism. Now, because of I'm interested in the anti-aging aspect, the company that you know I'm associated with has these amazing gene expression products that actually work to alter the way your genes work at the cellular level. So one, for example, works on the genes that are involved in things like your liver function or your inflammatory processes and how your cell metabolism works. So my regimen, I start every morning with one of these products, which it's called Youth in the States. It's called Y-Span in Canada. And I take an eye formula to protect my eyes against damage to the macula from blue light, et cetera. And then I take another product, which is called Vitality. And basically, that changes the energy production in your brain and your heart and your muscle. And that's what keeps me alert and active during the day. I recover really quickly from exercise. And then I take my overall nutritional supplement, which has all the vitamins, the minerals, the trace elements, and then the plant-based, what we call phytonutrients, antioxidants that protect the body. So that's basically what I do. Now, you know, depending on who I'm talking to and trying to help them optimize for themselves, everybody's different. I mean, we have the same basic 20 to 25,000 genes, but there are minor differences and there's huge differences in how we live. So there isn't a one size fits all. And I basically try to explore what works best for an individual.
Yeah. And these are important. And I remember, Jillian, you know, well before I met you, I was 40 and everybody thought like there was really something wrong with me. I had started my business when I was 39. I'm now 40. So I'm a year in. I have two babies at home. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, you're just working all the time. I had two babies at home though. So you're not sleeping, you know, the sleep deprivation is there. God, eating, you know, what was that, right? It was just whatever crap I could find. So my health was really declining. My energy was declining. I didn't feel good. But what do? You push through, you push through. And I remember, ironically, I was getting my nails done one day and the woman sitting in the other chair happened to be a doctor and she was an MD. It's so funny. You remind me a lot of her, but she also had this holistic approach. So she believed like, yeah, if you need an antibiotic, you need an antibiotic. But what if we can prevent you having to take an antibiotic by creating health, you know, from the inside out? So I was intrigued, just like you, all the science that she was talking about. And she said that there's supplements and what have you. And she says, it sounds like you're depleting your body and there's adrenal fatigue and all these other things. Meant nothing to me. But anyway, she sent me to get blood work. They took like 5-6 vials of blood. She checked everything. And my body was literally crashing. Thank God my organs were functioning, but I had adrenal fatigue. Every mineral, every vitamin, vitamin D was literally in danger levels of being so low. She put me on a supplement routine with the things that I specifically needed, right? We broke in slowly because we didn't know if it would upset my stomach, all of those things. Within 2 weeks, people were saying to me, like, what did you do differently? Where I had bags under my eyes, I started to rebound. So for the past, I'm going to be 60 this year. I believe in the supplements. I believe that we have to understand how our body, what we're putting into our body. Yes, food is important as well, but these supplements, they're real, they work, and our body needs them because we're not eating all of the vitamins and minerals that we need that maybe 100 years ago people could get naturally, right? So we're in danger zone as humans. So now this is my next question with that bit of a story. So I know that she started me on very high grade supplements because supplements are everywhere and there's a lot of crap in them, fillers and stuff like that. Talk about, because I love Nu Skin, their supplements, there's like, they are super high grade. So can you talk about the quality? Because I think that's equally important. Everybody's saying, yeah, I take supplements. Are you taking the right supplements?
Yeah, and that is, you're absolutely correct. I mean, there have been numerous investigations that have shown that lots of the things, the herbal preparations and supplements that are out in the market, either don't have what is supposed to be in there on the label, or else have things that aren't supposed to be in there, like pollutants and various toxins.
Right.
So this is one of the things that attracted me from the beginning, is that, first of all, I know that the company has a very high quality, what they call a 6S program of quality control. It says that it starts with a selection of the ingredients, making sure that the sources are good, and that there are, we test for something like 400 different types of pollutants and toxins, depending on what the ingredient is. So the other point about that is they are in bioavailable form, which means that what you see is on the label and that's what you're going to be able to absorb. So that was one of the aspects of it. And the other thing is that we have a big scientific team. I think there are over 75 scientists just in the North American location alone. And so all of the formulations are based on really high quality science.
And the other thing you said is the absorption. And see, this is what my doctor had 20, you know, again, when I was 40, she said, be careful of the supplements because, and by the way, I didn't have to buy them through her specifically. So again, it wasn't like she was pushing something on me. She was truly giving me what I need. And I know you do the same thing. There's an element of ethics in this that we're talking about as well, everyone. So I want you to understand that. But the quality of your supplements truly matter, because what happens is your body isn't absorbing what it actually needs. So, you know, a week later, a month later, a year later, you're not improving at the cellular level, which is dangerous. So, and the reverse, you're putting more toxins in your body than the actual supplement that you think is going to remedy whatever the fatigue, whatever the situation is. So, you know, the cloudiness of the mind and all of those things. So here's the thing, Jillian, and I know this to be true. You fell in love with the Nu Skin, right? I know Amanda, your daughter's doing it. Your son did the review. You know, your family's using the products. I'm using the products. We have other colleagues that have met you, right, in our circle, and we're all hooked on this, right? So a lot of them are becoming affiliates with you. And I think that, and this is why I asked Jillian to be on the show, everyone, because I know people are still trying to figure out either how to, they got downsized. I need to make money. How do I do that? What a wonderful opportunity. Number one, what if you want a little side gig? There's a lot of people who think, you know, especially my younger listeners, you guys have a lot of energy and I know you have side hustles. This is a great side hustle where you can make some great money while doing good for the people in your life, as well as doing healthy things for yourself. So to me, whenever I meet someone or I find an opportunity where it's like the trifecta, I call the win-win-win, you know, the company wins, you win as the person using the product, and then you win as the business owner. To me, it's just a no-brainer. Talk about how people that have fallen in love just say, no, I don't want to do it. I just want to use the product. And then they come back to you and say, holy crap, this is good stuff. I'm sharing it with all my friends. I have all this interest. How do they get started? Is there a huge cost? What is the support from the company? All of those kinds of things.
I'll talk about that right now, but I just quickly want to pick up on the question that you talked about, the bioavailability. And what that means is if you eat something, how available is it for absorption? And I'll give you a great example. We know that the collagen industry is huge, that people are swallowing collagen in the hopes that it'll get absorbed and go to their skin and various other parts of their body to be utilized. And the company is about to launch a specific collagen product, but the difference is that it's been digested into very tiny little portions that are highly bioavailable, so that we know instead of, you know, taking the collagen and it sort of makes big poop, because it doesn't get absorbed, these are going to be very, very easily absorbed. And that's just an example of the research that's behind the product that makes them very valuable. Now, to get back to I switched from being a customer to becoming an affiliate. And it's fascinating because, first of all, there's no cost to you. It does not cost you anything to set up a business. The only investment that you have to make is either the products that you want to use for yourself or the time that you want to spend on building a business, if that's your primary focus. We have an amazing supportive team. It's a very, very simple process. It's not easy in that you don't make a lot of money easily, you know, by doing no work, but it's very simple. You just introduce the product to people that you think might be wanting to look great, feel great, etc. We have amazing online training, all sorts of resources. You get your own website. The company does everything. They basically take the money through the credit card on your website. They deliver the product directly to you. And all you have to do is become passionate about the product and share that information. Yeah. And why I have so many people that love to use the product, share it, and are, you know, doing really, really well.
I just think it's a great opportunity, again, Jillian, for people who are just at a loss, you know, with COVID last year, and they're just trying to recoup some type of income. And the funny thing is, again, for me, it's the win-win-win, because not only is the company really stable, and they're publicly traded too, right? They're not privately owned, they're publicly traded company.
Right. They've been in business for over 30 years, yeah. You know, name that they started with 30 years ago, when they were in a garage, basically making the products initially, they called themselves International. And now they're a global company, traded in, you know, in over 50 countries, and just have an ethic and a philosophy that's completely aligned with mine, you know.
Yeah. And that was the other thing. I'm glad you mentioned that too. They're very philanthropic. See, I love supporting people and businesses that are really trying to make a difference in the world and it's funny because meeting you, many conversations in our group coaching where, you know, Jillian would have read a blog or watched a podcast where they're like, lose 50 pounds in a day. And Jillian, like, her head explodes because she says, oh my God, what a disservice, right? Not only are you lying, but truly if someone loses weight that quickly, it's so bad for your body. You're losing so many minerals, et cetera. So, you know, Jillian to me is the benchmark. So whatever she tells me I need, I do. I'm a very good student of Jillian. So anyone who's interested, I want to give you, first of all, if you're interested in the business opportunity, reach out to Jillian. But if you're intrigued by the products, I highly recommend to have a consult with Jillian. She really can do a breakdown for you and give you what are the best options for you, so you could start to test the products and services. I personally recommend the Youth, which changes the genetic breakdown, right, Jillian? That's the one I take in the AM and PM. And I love the Lumi Spa, which again, I use every day. 2 minutes, guys, in the shower, easy peasy. And the iron that Jillian showed, you know, twice a week, really a no-brainer to add to your regimen. So ladies, if you're looking to get rid of those wrinkles, this might be the answer. Again, I highly recommend Jill. So go to her email is ask Dr. Jill, and Dr. is Dr. and Jill is G-I-L-L at gmail.com. So ask Dr. Jill at Gmail. Also go to her website, which is askdrjill.com. She does have a book out, Growing Older, Living Younger, and she is on a movement for the whole world to truly make better choices so that we can grow old gracefully and live a vibrant life, right? Jillian, it's not about living a longer life. It's about living a vibrant, productive life for you.
Right. I call it health span rather than lifespan.
Health span.
I do want to just make one point.
Sure.
The fact that I am a doctor does not make any difference really to the business. We have people from every walk of life because all the science and all the information is provided out there by the company. All you have to do is be coachable and be hungry and want to learn.
Yeah. And be passionate, right? About the health, you know, the health and wellness. You have to have an interest in it. Otherwise, you know, it's not a good match for you. So yeah, if you're into health and wellness, check it out. Again, ask Dr. Jill at gmail.com or go to askdrjill.com for the website. You can find her book and all sorts of cool things. You write a blog. Jillian has a podcast that you could follow as well. Podcast is Growing Older, Living Younger, right? Jillian, did I get that right?
Yep.
Correct. So check it out also. And I thank you, Jillian, first of all, for being on the show, sharing all of this super important information. And I really want everybody to understand we truly are what we put in our bodies, let alone what we do to the, you know, our skin, right? What we're putting on our skin. So be mindful of what you eat. Take those supplements that will serve you well. Again, here's a healthy alternative that if you're unsure of what to do, please have a conversation with Dr. Jill. Jill, thanks so much for joining. Thanks so much for being on. Always love spending time with you.
Connie, thank you for having me. And I absolutely agree, my friend.
Yes, you're wonderful. I love what you're doing out there. Keep going. You've got at least another 70 years of lifespan. So just saying, we need you around.
Got another challenge.
You've got this. Thank you again. Thank you all for joining us. You've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman on webtalkradio.net. I truly wish you all an inspired week. And I hope that you just choose to do something different, whatever that means to you. Change is hard. Yes, it is. But you have to make a move. You have to apply some strategy, tip, or idea, implement it. Maybe this week's tip is have a conversation with Dr. Jill. Everyone, I wish you an inspired week filled with wonderful change and opportunity for you. And I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.